The sound you can hear is an SOS in Morse code, performed by musicians in protest outside the Greek Parliament in Athens. The intervention was organized during the first COVID lockdown on Music Day, the 21st of May, 2020. Musicians affiliated with the social media-inspired movement Support Art Workers demonstrated against the government's lack of support for the creative industries, which was and remains insufficient. My name is Yannis Tsioulakis, and I'm an ethnomusicologist at Queen's University Belfast. I have been doing research on professional musicians in Athens in the past 15 years. Through ethnographic interviews and my own first-hand experience in the Greek music industry, I have been analyzing how musicians in Athens make a living, especially within conditions of economic crisis. In my monograph, Musicians in Crisis, which was published in late 2020, I argue that making a living out of music within conditions of austerity is a constant struggle. The job is marked by intensified precarity and navigated through delicate social and economic strategies. However, my research had also shown that this struggle was individualistic, experienced largely in isolation, often leading to issues of personal anxiety and introspection. In the book, I lamented the absence of organized resistance and collective mobilization, which after a whole decade of austerity and precarity seemed long overdue. This fragmentation and individualism among performing workers, however, was almost immediately challenged by the first lockdown of the pandemic in the spring of 2020. Musicians and other performing workers started collectivizing in unions and grassroots movements, exchanging ideas and strategies, and mobilizing around campaigns. The very vibrant collective from the opening clip, called Support Art Workers, began as a social media hashtag only to develop into a full-blown movement with more than 20,000 members within a few days. Valeria, one of the founding members of the collective, told me.
We started a Facebook group hoping to gather a few hundred people to talk about the issues. We weren't expecting a movement of thousands, but we soon realized that these were issues faced by a huge number of people who needed this space to express themselves. So within a day, there were thousands of members. So we realized that we need to get organized.
Simultaneously, the long-established unions of musicians, actors, dancers, and stage technicians saw their membership soar and eager to join rallies and campaigns, both online and physically. This sound excerpt is from a demonstration of the Greek Musicians' Union on Christmas Eve 2020 in front of the Ministry of Labour. Members of the union are performing carols with revised lyrics about striking against a right-wing government. So why now? How has the pandemic lockdown and the challenges it presented for artists who make a living from live performances demolish an individualism that had survived for more than a decade of austerity and precarity? Michalis, a musician and also active member of the Support Art Workers movement, told me. The big issue was that even though these problems of exploitation, deception and cronyism were endemic to the profession and common to everyone, no one was speaking out. And that was because of the nature of the profession, how antagonistic it is, with artists all in their silos. But this is now changing, and that's where hope can be found. What I want to argue with this piece is that what powered this collectivism was a factor of temporality. Musicians and other performing workers found themselves unemployed overnight, and all at the same time. As a result, maintaining an illusion of personal success was no longer a viable option, as it could have been during the slower economic crisis. In other words, everyone knew that they were in this together, and the collective nature of their precarity was harder to ignore. But even within these new circumstances of mobilization, divisions persist. One such division is between official unions and grassroots movements. Yorgos, the actor who came up with the Support Art Workers slogan, told me this. In general, the unions don't see us very positively. They view us as some random internet types who woke up one day and wanted to start a revolution. While they just want to get people back to work. So some of them don't even want to discuss with us, which is very problematic. Divisions also become evident between unions themselves. For example, the Greek Musicians Union, which is closely affiliated with the Greek Communist Party, is known not to cooperate well with some of the other unions of performing artists. This is partly because of its outright Marxist political stance, as well as its insistence to widen the battlefield of demands to the entirety of workers. For the Greek Musicians Union, the plight of art workers is seen as a wider point of resistance against capitalism, with all workers united rather than stratified through the nature of their labor. As a protest video released in October 2020 says, "We unite our voice with all other workers so that it can be heard loud and clear that we are not going to be the ones to pay for this crisis as well." Closing with this, I want to raise a question that I think will become central for those of us in the study of musical labor as a post-COVID economy emerges. If, as Angela McRobbe has long argued, the precarity of the creative industries is becoming a generalized condition of labor everywhere, how do we analyze and articulate strategies that can extend beyond the particularities of performance work? The UK Musicians Union's recent campaign under the motto "Work, Not Play," is a welcome strategy to remedy the long overdue attention to musical labor. But if such efforts are to reverse conditions of inequity and precarity, they need to resonate with wider demands for guaranteed income, social security, and strengthening of the welfare state for workers across sectors and class. Thank you for listening.